Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, and today I'm back with a subject matter that, I guess I never really researched it or looked it up, but I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go on Google and I'm going to look up why men cannot accept gender equality. Why are we not at an equality level? Now, you know, I agree there are some ebbs and flows that would come into that gender equality. There always is in every subject. There are black and white reasons, and then there are the gray areas, right? So, I agree that there are some gray areas when it comes to gender equality. But as I put the search in, you know, I see articles from the World Health Organization, you know, all these charities that are dealing with gender inequality across the globe that is affecting negatively all countries because there isn't gender equality, and how it negatively affects women and children, and how that is brought on or elicited by misogynistic patriarchal societies and men, right? It's not a good thing. Not having a gender equality is a bad thing. There are statistics on and on and on about how making women equal will only not only improve their children's lives, but they will improve everyone's life overall. And when you see gender equality happening in different countries, there's proof of that. There's proof of the positives of gender equality in the countries that are pushing for it and have actually achieved far more gender equality. And again, it's almost like I keep saying this in every podcast that I do, but not every podcast, but in the ones that deal with these situations, worldwide situations or gender equality or whatever. And the Nordic countries seem to be figuring it out far before the rest of us, right? Norway, Denmark, Switzerland, even Germany at times are figuring out these situations far before we are. And, you know, ironically, they are socialist countries where the government pays and covers a lot of what these people do. And I think Finland, which is one of the Nordic countries, was listed, I think this year, I think Finland was listed as the happiest country in the world. And it is a socialist country that pays for their health care, that pays for their child care, that pays for their education all the way through college and graduate school, etc. All their education is paid for. I've even talked to people in Finland and Norway, etc., those countries, who talk about how their houses are taken care of, their cars are taken care of. And they say, yeah, you pay high taxes, but everything is covered. Everything is taken care of. And that is why these people are so happy. They don't have to deal with the major issues that rest of our countries, like homelessness and drug addiction. Like, was it Norway or Denmark that they take their drug addicts and they house them and they take care of them because it's better than putting them on the street and making them desperate and turning them into criminals. They have far less crime in these countries. In fact, so many of their prisons have been shut down, and they have had far less prisons than we do in America. America is, you know, that's a whole other subject, how America's using the prison system as a slavery system, but we could go into that. That's a whole other subject. But, so, they've shut down most of their prisons. This one country has, because they have elicited these sort of equality, not just gender equality, but equality of the people, programs where people are housed, people are, you know, There's food assistance, there's medical assistance. All of their basic needs are taken care of. And they don't have to worry about that. And what they found is that many of the addicts recover because of that. They recover a lot quicker. So all of these programs have been proven in these countries. We're talking several countries have used these programs and they've been proven. So gender equality being one of them. They have far more gender equality, and not only are the male participants in those countries happy, but the female participants are happy. And I think that that's something that here in America we need to learn. You know, we have so many people homeless. If we housed everybody, it would change the whole perspective. Crime goes down, diseases go down, mental health problems go down, having children out of wedlock goes down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because things are taken care of. So, I see these articles, worldwide articles, speaking about gender equality and the positivities, like some of these, like these countries I just spoke about, how that is affecting the whole country. Well, they're just happier because they don't need for anything, and it doesn't keep people from working, and it doesn't keep the country from making money, etc., etc. So as I'm looking at articles, there's always, I'm sorry, I don't want to say it, I don't want to use a phrase, but there's always a man who has to somehow justify that we do not have quality. And they have to reach to the far avenues, to the space, to outer space. They have to reach to justify why it should never change. Because men benefit the most from there not being gender equality. And I could go on and on about that list, but we all know why men benefit more from not having gender equality. They have more power, they have more money, they have more freedoms, etc., etc. So, I tripped over this article. It's by a guy that his website's called Being an Old Dad. Like, why am I surprised that this is the article that is the most antiquated, Neanderthal, misogynistic view of this? And, you know, he has this argument and tries to justify why it should never happen. So let me read the article very quick. It's not a very long article because it's not a valid point. So when you don't have a valid point, you don't have a lot of information to back it up. So your article is really short. So anyway, here's what he says. Gender equality, why men and women can never be equal. Which, let me say, that's not true. Because these other countries are proving that is not true. Right. Okay. This was written in 2017, so I don't know. Maybe a little outdated, I don't know. Okay. There seems to have been a lot about equality between the sexes in the media recently. Maybe it's always there in the background, and I have only picked up on it more recently. One thing is for sure, the hardline gender equality debate has overtaken what is often referred to as the old and much softer battle of the sexes. So, this guy's still referring to gender equality as the battle of the sexes. I mean, right there, you see the misogyny and the closed-mindedness. Battle of the sexes. This is about gender equality, not battle of the sexes. It is not a battle of the sexes. It should just be gender equality. We should all just be equal. Why can't you handle this, old man? Okay, back to the article. There are always stories during the rounds about the gender gay gap and the gender inequality when it comes to promotion. The media are even giving airtime to some lunatics who are raising their kids to be gender neutral. They think, now, he just called those people lunatics. Okay? This is who we're dealing with. And this article was like number 3 or 4 in the Google search. So that just tells you there's a lot of men out there who are reading this article and going, yeah, yeah, that's what I think too. I mean, seriously, I won't even call them men. I'll just call them Neanderthals. Because anybody who agrees with this opinion is a Neanderthal. Anyway. Okay, they think that if we all did this, it would give boys and girls, although you are not actually allowed to refer to your offspring in those words, an equal chance in life. Can you believe that? I don't want to, but sadly, it's true. Such people are out there. As hard as it is to accept, the truth is that men and women will never be equal. Again, I'm going to stop here because I want to keep reiterating. That is not true. Okay. To put it simply, they cannot ever be equal. Not a chance. Wrong. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. Name calling. Right. I can hear people calling me now sexist bigot, anti-woman, dinosaur misogynist, male chauvinist pig. Oh, now there's no one. You don't hear that one much these days. I wonder why. Because you are. You are all the things that you just listed. You Neanderthal. I'll add Neanderthal to that. And, I mean, this is the problem, and this is me talking, not the article. This is the problem with men, particularly white men, and I'm assuming that this guy is, because he talks like a white man. But when men are brought up in a society that is a patriarchal society that is extremely misogynistic, why wouldn't they think this way? They think this is the way it should be. Because for them, it works. Because they're at the top of that food chain. White, male, privileged. Right? They've never had to see it any other way. And of course, they know that there are other opinions out there. They know that there are other slants and views out there, but they don't want to see it. Why? Because then they lose their white male privilege position. And God forbid, they don't want to lose that. And that's when they write articles like this, trying to convince everybody else that this is the way it should be, that they should always be white male and privileged. Because they don't want to lose that power position. Because then that puts them on a totally different level, equal with everyone else, and they can't handle it. They would never, they just cannot, they're so used to being in that privileged position that they're not going to be able to handle being able to step down and actually try to be equal with everybody else. Because they're too narcissistic. I mean, really, men are just narcissists, all of them. Because they have been brought up to believe that they are allowed to be at the top of the food chain, at the top of the choices, at the top of everything. They have been brought that that's just the way it is, so just accept it. I mean, do you hear him saying that? Just accept it. He says that in this article several times. Well, just accept it. Well, no. I'm not going to accept that you're going to try to lord over me your opinions and that you're supposed to be in power and I'm not. And that equality is just this antiquated idea that isn't even going to happen. No. Wrong. Beep, beep, beep. Can you hear it when this guy's writing this? This is an article that is popular on Google. Now, hopefully people are getting what I'm trying to say here as I describe this as I'm going through the article. He's been so steeped in his patriarchal, misogynist upbringing that he can't see outside of that box that he's living in. And he doesn't want to see outside that box that he's living in because he wants to stay at the top. He wants to be the privileged white male. He doesn't want to come down to an equal level with everybody else. No, 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 no. That's exactly what this article is about. Let's keep going. Now, just for the record, it should be obvious from my age, and I grew up in the era of sticks and stones won't break my bones, but names will never harm me. I could not tell you how many times I heard the phrase when I was growing up, either myself or other kids saying it, often parents drumming it into their children. And guess what? It really is true, despite what the social engineers try to tell children today. It worked back then and could work again, given the chance. Fat chance, though, to use a favorite quote of boxing promoter Don King, the chance of that are slim to none. And Slim just left town. But let's not get too carried away. For anyone even thinking of calling me names, I suggest you continue reading. Oh, believe me, I continued reading, buddy, and it didn't change my opinion about your power position, misogynist, patriarchal, Neanderthal opinion. And it's because you can't get outside your box, buddy. You can't even write an article that is going to be seen by the whole world outside of your box because you can't think outside of your box. You are so closed-minded, it's not even funny. Let's continue with the article. How, why? So I hear you say, how is it that men and women can never hope to be equal? I'm going to explain. It is incredibly simple. Young children need their mother more than they need their father. Let me stop right there. That's his explanation to why there shouldn't be gender equality. Well, what about single mothers? What about men who abandon their children and abandon the women they have those children with? How's that happening? You know, where's dad? Or what about when a mother dies? How does a father actually raise those children? Oh my God, I can't believe it actually happens. I can't believe a father is actually capable of taking care of children and raising them. Oh my God, even in the wild you see males taking care of their children when a female is killed. It happens all the time, you antiquated Neanderthal. I can't believe I'm even reading this article and this is what you are saying. Are you married? How in the heck did your wife stay with you all this time? How does she put up with this kind of opinion? Oh, God. Okay. So, that's what he's saying. He's saying that it's just the way it is. Men or children need their mothers. Somehow, there are certain situations, there are many, and I think that's why a lot of people can't accept gay men adopting children who are in foster care. I think that that's why it's so hard for people to accept that, because they can't accept that a man can actually raise children and do it well. Because they are of this opinion. Children need their mother. Well, guess what? Children need their mother and their father. And if you're this guy, it seems to be of the opinion, and he was probably the kind of father that was an absentee father. He went off and did what he wanted to do and left his wife, if he's even married, to raise the children. Left her alone to do it. And that's how he got out of it. By just stating this subject. He probably didn't change diapers. He probably didn't feed. He probably didn't clean up after him. He probably didn't do anything to help to raise his children other than go to work every day and come home. So that he could go off and just do whatever he wanted. And instead of being an equal partner in a marriage, an equal parent raising children. Because I hate to tell you this, but children need both their parents. And there are times when that isn't happening, when only the father is there, when only the mother is there. And yes, children can be raised in those situations as well. A man can raise children. I hate to break that to you. And children need their fathers and their mothers. And if one or the other is missing, they need the one parent. But it is not about the fact that men cannot raise children and should not be there. You are just like every other misogynistic, chauvinistic man out there who uses this as an excuse as to why they are not participating in the raising of their own children or doing things for their own children. And why you hear a lot of this stuff in the social media about, and in media about how, you know, we don't need to thank fathers for taking care of their children. We don't have to be appreciative that, oh, they actually took time out to do something with their children. Oh, thank you, honey, for actually spending time with your child. No, that is what they're supposed to do. I think my favorite line in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, one of my favorite lines is when Sidney Poitier says to his father that when you and my mother had me, it was your responsibility to raise me. That was what you were supposed to do. You chose to have a baby. No, this isn't in the movie, but that's basically what he's saying is you chose to have a child. Therefore, it was your responsibility from the day that I was born or the day that I was, you know, put on this earth to do that. You were supposed to raise me. You were supposed to take care of me. You were supposed to feed me and help clothe me and house me because you made the decision to get pregnant and have me. Best line in a movie. So, and the fact that they chose to have Sidney Poitier say that to his father was groundbreaking. Not his mother, his father. Telling his father, it was your responsibility to raise me and bring me into the world and to get me out into the world as a functioning human being in society. That was what you were supposed to do. That's what this guy in this article needs to learn. You're supposed to raise your children. You're not supposed to say, well, you know, children need their mothers, so go over there and leave me alone. And not participate in the raising of your own children. I don't want to hear that excuse ever from anyone that I'm talking to. I will rip it to shreds. Men should be participating equally. Equality of the sexes. In marriage, at work, in society. It should be. Okay, let's continue back to the article. Oh, it makes me so angry to read this thing. But anyway, young children need their mother more than their father. It's called nature. Yeah, whatever, guy. It's the way it is. It does not matter one tiny bit how much we men think we can do the same job as women. We can't. Accept it, fellas. We cannot compete with women in the arena and usually come a very distant second. How simple do you need this explanation to be? Well, apparently, as simple as your mind is to actually write this article, you need Neanderthal. Because every word you just said is not true. It is just you, again, using the excuse to get out of raising children. Okay, back to the article. It doesn't make me envious of Dan's mom. Well, he is married, apparently. It is a reality, however, and I just accept it. So, okay. He has a male son. And instead of participating in that male son's development and raising, you're just leaving it to the female alone? I mean, continue to make excuses for your irresponsibility. Back to the article. That is not to say that it makes me feel a little inadequate at times. When he has been hurt or upset and only his mom will do, I can't help feeling a little useless. While he is so young, I too want to be able to console him, cuddle him, and let him know that I am also there for him. Sadly, the truth is that in those tender years, there is nothing a dad can do to compete with the mother. Nothing, not a zero zip and sweet PA, whatever that means. And that is just an excuse, again, for him to not participate in the raising of his child. And the reason that his son does not come to him is because he probably refuses to give him the support that he needs. He probably refuses to do that because he sees that as something that a man doesn't do. Because he's a Neanderthal. He's one of those men who doesn't want to deal with it. He's been raised that he doesn't have to deal with it. I'll just go talk to your mother. I can just hear this guy saying that right now. Oh, you need to go talk to your mother. If the kid comes to him crying, oh, go get your mother. I can just see this guy doing that. Because he just doesn't want to deal with it. Because raising children is not easy. And dealing with their daily issues is not easy. It's hard. Just like marriages are hard. Just like maintaining friendships is hard. Just like going to work every day like you're supposed to is hard. Raising children is hard. And so this man, as many men do, pushes it to the side because he doesn't want to deal with it. So it's not that his kid doesn't want him to cuddle him. It's not that his kid doesn't want him to be there. It's just that he is refusing to do so. And that's why the kids will always go to their mother, because their mother won't refuse that. Well, there are mothers who probably do, but let's return to the article. There are, of course, times when the mother can't be there. Some often sad cases when the mother is no longer there, and men do try their best. But it's definitely not the same. When kids get older, this natural instinct, for that is what it is, becomes less obvious, less automatic. At some point, it appears to cease altogether, but does it really go away completely? Oh God, this guy is so... If anyone's an... He's talking about idiotic ideas and idiotic people. If anyone is idiotic, it's the guy who wrote this article. We continue. Obviously, no mother can be on hand 24/7, 365. At such times, children of a certain age will allow themselves to be comforted by their dad or by their grandparent, etc. Given the choice, however, they will always instinctively head for their mother. Oh my God. Ah, I just want to scream. Back to the article. That's a fact of life, fellas, so just accept it. In the game of life, quote unquote, we are second best in that event and always will be. On the other hand, we could all march through the streets demanding equality. But what would be the point? Trust me, we can never hope to be that equal. The end. That's the end of the article. Thank God. It's making me sick to read the whole thing. But I want to make a point, a valid point, that this is the way that men dismiss, get out of, and try to run away from the responsibilities that they have as a parent, the responsibilities they have as a man. They try to make it out that being a parent or parenting is just feminine. And therefore, if you are a masculine, big man, you're not going to be parenting. Because that's woman's work. That's what women do. Don't parent your child, even if you feel like parenting your child. Because you're not masculine if you do that. That's basically what this article just said. That there's no way that there's going to be equality of the sexes because women are supposed to be barefoot and pregnant and men are supposed to go to work and be tough and not be taking care of children. This was just his way of backing up an excuse that men have used for eons. Well, civilized men. When, before we became civilized, the duties were equal. Women hunted, men hunted. Men took care of children, women took care of children. It was just the way, you know, it's been proven that that's how it was before we got civilized and someone decided that marriage was a thing. And then equality went right out the window. We were equal before all the civilization stuff happened. Because to survive in the wild with big ugly animals coming at you all the time and disease and whatever, and other tribes trying to kill you off, etc., you had to be equal. You had to, you know, help each other. And, you know, it wasn't just the women who cared for the children, it was the men as well. It wasn't just the men who hunted, it was the women as well. And then we got civilized and supposedly more intelligent. Sometimes I think we were way more intelligent before we became civilized. Because you had to be. You had to survive in the wild. Animals who are surviving in the wild and then also surviving human beings today, I think they're smarter than any human on the face of the planet. Because they've somehow survived all of us. As well as surviving in the wild. So that's what this guy is trying to this is how he's trying to justify not having equality of the sexes. It's just nuts. And like I said, it goes back to men have been raised to think that they are allowed to be this way. They are allowed to be at the top of the food chain. They are allowed to be at the top of the power chain. And they don't want that to change, so they have to justify why it shouldn't change. Why it shouldn't change? Well, women need to be raising children, because that's what they were made for, because that's how it's supposed to be. But that is not how it truly was before we became civilized. Both male and female raised the children. Both male and female hunted. Both male and female, you know, they share the responsibilities. Now, there are the strength issues, etc. Men were, you know, probably more protective. Males were probably more protective. But women were able to protect themselves as well. You know, there's female tribes that survived on their own. There's a lot of evidence, and even in the Native American culture, there's a lot of evidence that women were the leaders. Women were the leaders of societies. Because when there was no war and there was peace for years and years and years, it was because women were the leaders. They were, in fact, the government that we have now was based on Native American governments, the way that they governed their tribes. But in Native American tribes, women were the leaders and there was equality. So, you know, it wasn't just women who were leading, but that's why they have they existed for so long and didn't have as many wars, etc., etc., is because women were the leaders at those times. But it's also where they learned to live with nature, because, you know, women and men both found that that was a positive thing, to live with nature, to learn from the environment, to, you know, they followed the buffalo where they went, they learned how to farm. That's where we've learned farming from, was the Native Americans, etc., or older cultures throughout the world. That's where they've learned it from, the indigenous people. So I think that, you know, people need to understand that the only reason that we've come to this point is because once we became more civilized, It's because, you know, men decided that they were going to make sure that they were on the top of the food chain. And somehow, over time, it's just, you know, women became more like slaves, and men took brute strength to a extreme when they were conquering different countries, etc., and decided, oh, look at me, I'm stronger than anybody else physically, so now I have power over everyone else, so now no more equality. I'm in power, and the people that I conquered, they are my slaves, and the women that are in my domain, they are in my control. I mean, somewhere along the line, I'm sure if I looked it all up, I would find out where this all started to change. That happened. And so the men of today have been brought up in this patriarchal, rather than a matriarchal society, they've been brought up in a patriarchal society. And notice what happened when the patriarchal society takes over. We have wars, the earth is being trashed, women are treated badly, people who are conquered by these different tribes or different countries, by male-dominated countries, are put into slavery. You know, rather than in a matriarchal society where they were taught that everyone was equal, that everyone had needed to participate in raising children, that everyone needed to, you know, try to get along and have a governance where we weren't creating wars. We needed to live with nature, not against nature. So that's what a matriarchal society did, right? Native Americans were a matriarchal society. Patriarchal society came in and killed everybody when they came into America, just killed everyone in order to gain control. And they took away their culture. They made them cut their hair. They made them stop speaking Native American language so they could get control of them. I mean, that's how a patriarchal society works. If it had been a matriarchal society, they would have come into the country and they would have worked with the other matriarchal societies that were already here, the Native Americans, and this whole country would have been a whole different type of country. In fact, we would probably have equality of the sexes at this very time, because they already had equality of the sexes back then. It was when foreign countries that were patriarchal societies came in and messed everything up. And because they had guns and more people or whatever, they had, you know, somehow advanced in those areas, because that's what a patriarchal society does. They advance in ways to keep power, men trying to keep power. So they advanced in those areas because that's what a patriarchal society saw as important. And so when they came over, that's how they treated people. They just killed everybody and said, okay, now we're in power. Right? And if anybody was a leader and, you know, would keep the people from listening to them, then they would just kill that leader. And that's pretty much how the world has evolved from there. That's why we're still having wars instead of everyone just getting along. I mean, why can't we just stop having wars? Why can't everyone just, you know, get along and have peace? Because we have male-dominated and male-run countries. Putin is a perfect example of that, right? China is a perfect example of that. North Korea is a perfect example of that. Syria is the perfect example of that. All these countries that are dangerous and they don't treat their people right and there's human rights violations, it's because there's a man leading it. A dictator man leading those fights, and within the government below him, sort of demi-dictators. you know, who are just waiting for him to get killed or assassinated so that they can step in and be the dictator, you know? So that's what you see with Putin. And we're in the middle of climate crisis. The earth is dying. We really need to start, you know, doing solar, wind, you know, all of the energies that need to, that are renewable. We need to start doing that. We need to start, countries need to start working together because, you know, now we're having hurricanes and tsunamis and wildfires and all of this stuff is happening. The world is literally falling apart and burning. The world is literally burning because of climate change. And what does Putin decide to do? As a male, patriarchally male-dominated society, what does he decide to do? He decides to start a war to take over the country that has the food supply to the world, that has the power that goes to all of Europe. And we're talking power plant, the nuclear power plant. And all of the resources that they have there. They have many resources in Ukraine. That's why he doesn't want to lose Ukraine, because losing Ukraine means losing all that power, right? And all that money. So in his patriarchal Neanderthal misogynist mind, and the way that they run that country, they need to hold on to that so that they can control everybody else in the world. That's what he's thinking about, controlling everyone in the world. Rather than working with everyone in the world to end end the climate crisis, to get to where we're supposed to be, he's blowing up things. There's smoke going up into the air. He's polluting the earth even more by starting this war because he wants to have that country, because he wants the power of the power plant that gives power to all of Europe. He wants the food, the grains that feed, you know, even they feed the, even the hungry, even the starving in countries that are starving. A lot of that grain and food comes from Ukraine. He wants that power. He doesn't care about anything else. That is the definition of a misogynistic patriarchal society. And nothing else is going to matter at that point, because that's what that society, that Russian society, that Chinese society, that North Korean society, Syrian, all of those dictator type countries, there's, you know, countries like that in South America, they're teaching that men should be in leadership, women are, you know, subordinates, and then everyone else is underneath that slavery or whatever. And that is why those countries are not happy countries. That is why those countries are in unrest at all times. That is why those countries are constantly at battle with other countries. Because they're not living life the right way. So that's just an example of what men being leaders does. Even our own country, with male-dominated leaders, is not perfect, right? But the fact that we do have more equality of the sexes, that we are, you know, striving towards equality of the sexes, and equality for gays, you know, lesbians, etc., we are going more towards the right way as Finland, Norway, all of those countries have done, right? But because it's still more of a male-dominated country here, court systems, elections, the whole bit, we're still not quite there. We have extreme homelessness. We have people in America, the richest country in the world, who are starving. How does that happen? Because we have men who are in power, who are only concerned about power, and they're not concerned about you, the person on the bottom of the food chain. They're only concerned about them and their wealthy equals. And that's why you're hearing everything about, you know, tax breaks for the wealthy, corporations who are reporting, you know, major profits for the first time in, you know, ever from their companies, even though we just went through a pandemic and we're, you know, having financial problems in the country, you know, still, these people are still making money, right? Because you have that patriarchal, misogynist society leadership in the court systems, in the government, etc. And until what everybody's been saying, until we get more of an equal representation in government of 50, it should be over 50% women, really, because there are more women in this country than there are men, until we get people of color, you know, of all ethnicities, who are also government representatives, et cetera, et cetera. Gay, lesbian, etc. Until our government actually looks like the rest of the country, right? And, you know, our government is all mostly white males. That is not the rest of the country. So when you have a bunch of white males in power positions making decisions, how do you think equality is ever going to happen? Not just the quality of the sexes, but equality of ethnicities across the board, or equality for gay lesbians, or equality for anyone. When you have white males that are sitting in those chairs in Washington, D.C., how do you think they're going to vote? They're going to vote for themselves. They're going to vote to make sure that white males stay in power. They're going to vote to make sure that white males benefit from whatever governance is being put out there. They're going to vote for white males. And, you know, if you were sitting in that seat, wouldn't you vote for something that is going to benefit you as well? Which is why we need to have different people. We need to have females. It has to be, it should be 50% females that are in those offices. It should be, you know, all ethnicities in those offices, etc. So until that happens, we are not in equality in this country, and it's not going to happen as long as men are in those offices, because they're going to keep it from happening. Men like the guy who wrote this article I just read to you today, who want you to just accept it. Well, yeah, they want you to accept it. They want you to accept that they're in power, that they're at the top of the food chain, because they like it there. They like being up there at the top. They like the fact that everyone is having to play to them. And that's pretty much the truth. That's what's happening. And until we are able to vote in people into those government offices, until we are able to, you know, pass laws that say that, you know, there should be more women in power. There should be more women who are leading companies. There should be more women who are promoted into positions. I mean, I've had that happen to me. I've had a bunch of men at a TV station who didn't like the fact that I was going to be promoted because I was a woman to be a director. They didn't like that I was going to be equal to them. And they made sure that it didn't happen. It was crazy. And I ended up just quitting the job because I was like, well, if I'm not going to get promoted here, why am I here? But that happens more often than not. That's why you see so many sexual assault cases, etc. But here's my point. We are not going to have equality until equality is allowed to happen. Until men decide that equality is something that should happen. Now that, you know, it might take a little while for that to happen because, you know, I think more men, younger men, are starting to understand that that is something that should be happening, right? I think it takes time. Sometimes it might take generations to get there. I just hope that it happens in my lifetime because I actually want to see equality happen. I have been pushing for it my whole life. I have been talking about it. I have been voting for it. I have been trying to help make it happen. I watched my mother come up in a system where women weren't even allowed to have their own checking accounts. Eventually, she did. She was able to have her own checking account. But when she first married my dad was the one who had to approve everything. I mean, I think my mom, even to have her, if she wanted to have her tubes tied, he would have to approve it. I think she lived through that, right? I think that those laws hadn't even changed yet. I mean, I had to have to look up the year, but I think that that is true. I think my dad would have had to sign off on her getting her tubes tied. And of course he did. My dad was a lot more progressive than a lot of the men in that time, which is why he has a daughter like me, who is, you know, wants more equality. But there were a lot of, you know, ideas that my dad had that I did not agree with. You know, he grew up in a time where, you know, like this guy who wrote this article, where your wife stayed home and you worked and, you know, you insisted that she didn't work because she was going to raise the kids. You don't see that anymore. You know, now we know women can work and raise their children. You know, that's, again, the Nordic countries have that figured out. They have daycare that is covered and paid for by the government so everyone can work. The safe daycare facilities and everyone, you know, there's no problem with women being able to leave their children at a daycare. It's all paid for. It's all provided. That's what it should be here in this country, so that women can go out and work. But you know why the government officials aren't voting for that? Because it's all men. It's all men, and they don't want that. They don't want women to be able to go to work and to get into the workforce and compete with them. They don't want that. So they're going to keep voting down having universal child care, having universal health care, because those things help single moms. Those things help mothers who want to go back to work. They're not going to vote in food assistance and housing assistance, because those things help the people who are below them, that they don't want to rise up and make, you know, make men equal to everybody else. I mean, that's really what this is about. Equality isn't going to happen until younger men get into those offices or women get into those offices and they change those laws. I mean, I would even say that, you know, the fact that Roe v. Wade got turned over is because we have a male-dominated government that just kept pushing and pushing and pushing until they got it done. So now we have that, you know, taking, you know, women's body autonomy away from them, so that men can be the ones to say whether they should have a baby or not. Men can control women once again, right? Women no longer have that decision over their own body. And I can tell you one thing right now, that if men were the ones getting pregnant, abortion would still be legal. And that if men were the ones getting pregnant, there would be birth control for both sexes that was already approved and on the market. You know, there is a male birth control that has been proven safe for over 30 years, 30, 40 years now, that they're even using in other countries. It's even legal in other countries. I think India uses male birth control. But it's been proven to be safe, but they won't approve it overall in this country, right? Because men don't want to have that responsibility. They want to keep women barefoot and pregnant and at home. Male-dominated government system, male-dominated companies, that's what they want. And they're brainwashed their whole lives to think that that's the way it's supposed to be. Women are supposed to be home barefoot and pregnant. They're not supposed to be working. They're supposed to be taking care of children. That's because that's what women are supposed to do. Like this article said. When these guys die out, when they're no longer on the face of this earth anymore, those opinions will change. But right now, they're in power positions And that's their opinions that they've been brainwashed and had banged into their heads all their lives. I mean, I'll admit, it took my dad some time to change his mind about a lot of stuff. And the reason that he ended up changing his mind about equality, about women's, where women's place was in society, etc., is because he had two daughters. And he had to watch us go out into the world and deal with this bullshit of the misogynistic patriarchal society. And that's when his opinions changed. When he saw us suffering through it. That's when he wanted change. Because he loved his daughters enough to want them to have that equality. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know. You can send me a message. Tell me if there's another podcast you'd like me to do. Maybe I'll find another article that supports, you know, why there should be equality in this society, which I think I've made my point today. But why do we still have men like this on the face of the planet? Why haven't things changed at this point? Maybe that's another podcast. Until next time.